Welcome back to the Radical Broccoli podcast with me, Suzanne, and my sister and business partner, Annette. We just had the most lovely conversation with two very inspiring people. We went deep into unlocking our full potential, which is what this season is all about. And we got some very personal tips, advice, inspiration, motivation to really be the best version of ourselves that we can be. I really love how we touched upon the importance of spreading love and kindness and really getting comfortable with where we're at right now at this moment, instead of always trying to achieve something new and just looking forward all the time. Taking it back to the present moment and actually letting go more than hustling and struggling. Such a good reminder in this very fast world that we're living in. Our beautiful guests Anja Hammerseng-Edin and Marius Sørli shared so beautifully of their experiences, their tips, and we really got deep into some very juicy topics that they're very passionate about. Anja Hammerseng-Edin is one of Norway's best handball players of her time, and today she holds inspirational public speeches and is the co-founder and heart trainer in the Heart Mentality app. Anja has taken her experience of pushing the limits and creating what seems to many to be impossible from the sports world, and is now eagerly and beautifully sharing this with a broad audience through public speaking, social media, and her own podcast. Marius Sørli is an honest and personal public speaker, mental trainer, and an ongoing social media inspiration, and the co-founder of Heart Mentality. He shares open-heartedly of his own challenges, his darkest moments, and how he created the inner strength to make the life of his dreams. He's passionate in making younger people believe in themselves and see their own value, because he says that that's what he needed at the time, which I find so beautiful. The Heart Mentality app is a personal development app with a tagline, "What if it is possible?" And in the app, we can experience mindset training, meditation, and inspiration to create a positive change in our own lives. So enjoy the episode, and we would love to hear from you after you've been listening, to see you sharing it in social media, hitting us up at the channels that we have that I will link to in the episode description. Or if you would like to give us a rating in the iTunes app, it's highly appreciated. Enjoy. Warmly welcome to our podcast episode. This week, we are so incredibly lucky to have two really inspiring people with us from Norway. They have created a very cool app that we really like called Heart Mentality, and it's a whole concept that inspires us to really unlock our full potential, which directly links us to what this season's podcast is all about. So we have with us Anja Hammerseng-Edin and Marius Sørli. Yeah, we're really honored to have you here today. And first of all, we just want to know how you're feeling right now.
Wow, thank you so much for having us. I'm feeling great right now. I like to talk about these things, and I really love to be able to bring those thoughts, I think, forward.
Yeah, thank you so much. I also feel very good and really thankful to be here in this space and talk about the things that we love. And yeah, right now I feel very good. So it's a good time of the day and a good time of, yeah, having a good vibe with the beautiful people. So yeah, that's very nice.
Oh, amazing. And now you two are working together and really helping people to find focus and courage, I believe, to follow their dreams. But first, I'm really curious to know how you two met and became friends, and how did everything start with you two?
Yeah, I think Mario should tell you about that.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward, but you know. it started with me getting a big interest for mindset and focus and unlocking the full potential of our beings. And I didn't know how to, like, I wanted to have that as my job, but I didn't know how. So I just started to do something just to get the ball rolling. So I started a blog where I was just sharing my thoughts and sharing the things I learned along the way, which helped me a lot. And I wanted to give it to other people. And I had this, nobody was reading my blog in the beginning. So I was thinking like, how can I make people read the blog? So yeah, maybe if I find some cool people that will help. So then I heard about Anya. She had a concept called Fearless. And that intrigued me, and that was so exciting to learn about. So I just asked her to answer some questions on my blog, and she was so cool. She was like, oh yeah, but I have practice now, because when we met, she was a top handball player. She was playing in the Champions League, and she was playing on one of the best teams in the world. So yeah, I didn't expect her to take her time to like invest in my blog, which nobody read. So so I was like, yeah, you could just wait for 3 months and it's it's okay. So that was how we met. And afterwards, she was like, why are you so into this? And why do you, what's your dream and stuff like that? And Anya was actually one of the first people I shared my like big dreams with. And that was very scary. But Anya was so cool. She was like, oh, cool. So what's this going to take? And I was like, wow, that's a cool question. And I didn't think about my dreams in that way. And she really made me think in a different way and really open my head and open my heart for what's possible. And after that, we started to work together, started to work a little small projects, and that evolved into bigger projects. And when I shared my dream with her, it was very aligned with her dreams as well. So that was how it started. So yeah, it was it was kind of awkward in the beginning, but I'm very grateful for getting out of my comfort zone and asking her, because that was very scary. And she was like a big celebrity for me at that time. So yeah, that was so cool.
Wow, that's a really, really cool story. And you already then followed what you're teaching now. You took a step on a dream. You didn't maybe know where to go, but you just took one step and look what it created. That's really, really cool. And Anya, when did you start to become interested in this, we'll call it mental training, or unlocking your mind and finding out what's possible? Did it come together with playing handball at such a high level, or was it something that interested you on the side, or how did it start for you?
I think I've always been interested in that, because when I grew up, I grew up in a farm, 300 years old. It was so old, and I was really into magic actually when I was a kid. I loved magic. And then when I was 13, I met this guy called Frank Beck. He was one of the first motivators in Norway. Mm-hmm. And when I met him, I felt like he did some really magical things to my mind. I was like, wow, can you have that as a job? Is that really possible? He made me realize that I had some potential and I can unlock these things that are really invisible things in my mind. And that felt like magic for me, because I didn't know that was even possible to think in a different way, to open up this whole world of possibilities. And so that's when I started doing coaching, and I was stalking him all the time. I was like, no, we need to talk more, and I want to learn more about this. And then I realized that I learned a lot, of course, over the years, but it's a big difference between learning things intellectually and knowing things and applying things. So So I needed to apply all of this in my life, and I still do. So for me, this is a constant training. I need to practice. I need to do my meditation work. I need to do my spiritual work, and I need to do those things to really feel truly, truly alive and aligned with myself, I think.
That's beautiful. And that takes me to something I've been really curious about, actually, which is asking you what your daily routines are. If you have a typical routine that you follow every day, are you very structured on it, or does it change from day to day? And is it something that you focus more specifically on to like set yourself up for a great day? How do you individually do that? We can start with you, Marius.
Yeah. Yeah. I have daily routines because I don't do it because it's cool. I really do it because I want to feel a certain way and I want to have energy and I want to feel grounded from the day, from the beginning of the day. So I always, when I wake up, I try to get a good night's sleep. That's very important for me. So, but I get up at like 6 every day. And that's like the baseline time I get up. And I immediately meditate for 10 minutes. And it could be meditating with Anya, with like a heart focus meditation, or it could be like just a regular, like feeling my breath, or just be aware of what's going on inside my body and my, and then in my heart. And after that, I do some like physical training because I want to get my energy flowing in my body. So it could be like running or lifting some weights or doing stuff like that. And then I finish off with some gratitude work and think about my day, what's important today and what am I grateful for? Because when I start my day from a place of gratitude, I feel like I appreciate things more, and I just know that whatever happens, there's always things to be grateful for, and that helps me to be put in a good space where I can like create and really be myself more. And yeah, that's like the first start of my day. So, but I'm not like, oh, I have to do it or else everything is ruined. But it's like, I know when I do these things, my day will be very different from if I don't do it. So I do it to create like a solid base. So I just like, I secure that energy and that like flow that I want to have in the beginning of my day. And it really affects the energy throughout the day. So, and I also do some cold showers and cold baths in the winter. So we live by the ocean in Larvik, and that's so beautiful. So usually do a dip in the ocean as well. So when I do all these things, it's like, wow, I just feel like I'm flying, and I just smile when I start my day, and I just, yeah, I feel a lot different than just showing up and just like, yeah, let's start the day. It's like, no, let's create some good vibes and then start the day. So that's like a bit of my routine, and I see it as a good thing, like a win if I do it. And if I don't, it's just like, okay, it didn't happen today, but there's a new chance tomorrow. And I feel like I want to do these things because it helps me be the person I want to be, also for the people around me. So
yeah. That's so beautiful and very, very inspiring. And I love that you're mentioning gratitude, because yeah, as we have all talked about, it puts us in this specific frequency where we are, it's almost like getting a pair of new glasses on, seeing the world in a different way. And yeah, it's a great reminder to everyone listening also that you can take 5-10 minutes to practice some gratitude, and it can make such a difference in our lives. And what about your routines, Anya?
Oh, I love gratitude as well. So I have two kids, and every night we always talk about what's been good, why all these beautiful moments happened. And I see a big difference both in my kids and I, so, and my wife, of course. I really do love that. I've been inspired by Marius to take some cold showers and baths. And I had my cold shower today, actually. So I love these things, but I can't be as rigid as Marius. I can't do that because of my lifestyle and my family. So I started out when COVID knocked us all down. I had this routine going up at 6 a.m. and doing my meditation workout and inspiration, 10 minutes of inspiration every day. I realize now that I need to prioritize my sleep. So I can't put my alarm at 6 o'clock anymore, because I never actually know what my nights will be like. Mm-hmm. So I need to prioritize my sleep. I need to let go of the control, and I need to actually just release the thought of I need to do it exactly that way. I had to let go of that. And so now when I go up, I always, without exceptions, I always put on some inspirational talks, things that I love to listen to, spiritual things or inspirational things, whatever I need that day. And if I get up early, I can manage to meditate before the kids go out to school and kindergarten. And if I don't, I meditate afterwards. So that's how I do my mornings now. But I always prioritize meditation. I always do my gratitudes and I always do my inspiration. That's really important for me. So that's included in every day, in my everyday life, always for me.
I love hearing that. And I recognize that I also try to have a very rigid routine, but then I realized I'm so different every day. So yeah, sometimes I need something completely different. But sometimes I also trick myself and I don't do anything because I'm thinking like, no, I don't need it. So hearing this reminder that every day is a chance to practice and to get better and come back to it, it's really so inspiring. And just curious, what is the difference you see in yourself when you follow this? Is it more, I mean, you talk a lot about focus. Is it more focus? Is it more trust? Like, is there a difference that happens within you?
It's a big difference. As you can hear now, I have my kid in the background. You know, life happens. You can't control that. And sometimes you just got to do the best out of it. And at the same time, I know that it's okay. Everything doesn't have to be perfect. We can just let go. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things that I do. I do, of course, the focus training, so I can hear his sounds and still be present with you. But for me, it's most important to be aligned, to truly feel that I am aligned with myself. I am who I'm proud to be. And if I'm stressed out, if I'm too tensed, if I... Marius and I, we have tried to put out some really big goals and really, yeah, we need to do these big goals and try this goal setting that everybody talks about. And it just doesn't work for us. You know, we get too tense. We get too stressed out. We need to practice, get into the flow and flow state and just be the ocean, you know, just not even try to ride the waves. You just be the ocean. It's okay. It is what it is. And we love what we do. And I think that's how we can create awesome things. I think when we are aligned and when we are pure, when we have pure intentions, that's the most beautiful thing for me.
That's super inspiring. I really want to talk more about the app, Heart Mentality app. And we have tested it out and listened to the meditations, and first of all, the technology is so good. Like everything, the quality is really, really so impressive. And you're really helping so many people to do exactly this, to learn how to, well, actually have dreams and take steps towards them, but also how to figure out how to balance everything in the daily life, I believe. Because it can be very challenging when you maybe grow up and nobody really talks about that you have a potential, or you just have this feeling inside. Mm-hmm. And so to have this platform where you can go, I think it's just so important.
And often we live, we do our whole education, we go through school and everything, and not a single time has anyone asked us, or have we asked ourselves, what we really, really dream about outside of career or outside of, let's say, the traditional school system. And that's such a big game changer.
Yes, so we're wondering, can you just tell us in your words what this app is about and what you're doing with it?
Yeah, it actually started as a, yeah, we have been doing a lot of things since we started, and now we feel like we have found we wanted to create, like you said, this space where we feel like we can really, yeah, we can dream, we can meditate, we can do cool things together and just be in a space where like personal growth and being focused and working on yourself is cool and is fun. And also like we want to, we feel like it is like an expression of who we are and what we do, because we do the things that we teach in both the programs and the meditations and stuff like that. So I feel like we just wanted to have this place where people can feel at home, like working on themselves, and that we also could just like, because when we create stuff, it's very like, if you go into the space where you should like, we want to create this amazing method or amazing like strategy for people to learn or stuff like that, it could be like sometimes difficult. But we have just worked a lot on like let go of like everything that we think it should be or not think it should be, and just come into the space of like what's in our hearts, because it's called heart mentality. So we connect with our heart and we just try to create as much as possible from that space. And I feel like it's like we want to help people express, but also listen to our hearts and really like you said, Susanna, just like dream big and just like have some seeds starting to like getting in the ground, and you just water it every day and something pops up, and we don't know what's it going to be all the time. But when we create these programs and daily practices that you can use, it just, everything is like, we want to help people unlock their potential, because a lot of times we just have blockages, we have things that are holding us back, and sometimes it's like letting go, and sometimes it's like thinking about our future, what we want to do, and sometimes it's like being present where we are. So we try to create a space where we can integrate everything that like we learned and what helped us, and like make it accessible and to make it possible for more people to experience this, because we love this and we have seen our lives have like yesterday I was at the hotel. I'm in the northern parts of Norway now, and I just, before I was like very focused on like achievement and stuff like that, and now it's like when I've learned the gratitude, I learned to focus on the things that are good in my life, I almost couldn't sleep because I had this rush through my body like, oh, this is so cool, I'm doing this and I'm feeling this, and I just felt like I'm like, yeah, it was so nice to just stop and just like smile and just take it all in. And I think that's because also that's what's happening when you like, when you get stronger inside yourself, then you can also like not strive all the time to be something that you're not, and you can just like take in the experiences. And that's like a focus, because you could be here and like focus on, yeah, today I'm having a talk and it needs to be the best talk ever. It's like I just connect with the heart and just like what can we contribute with, what can we give people that could help them see more of what's inside and what's great in their life. And like the heart mentality app is like created from that place, and we want to develop things from that space to help people see more of their values and their worth and what's in their hearts, and unlocking it, because you can like think about it and it's all going to be okay. Sometimes you just have to train your mind and become stronger in order for you to actually do the things that you want to do. Yeah.
Fascinating. Yeah, I'm so impressed over what you created. It's so professional, as Annette mentioned, and I like that it's all aspects of what we're talking about. It's like every step you need to actually unlock that potential, because you also do physical exercises like running, like getting your aggression out through running, letting everything go, and also yoga, stretching the body. So it's like wellness on every level.
Yeah.
Taking out all the angry thoughts, because we have to process the stuff.
Yeah.
We have to process the shit also.
But Anya, can't you talk about the running exercises, because they're so cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the running exercise. I call it running mindset. you know, when we create this, I don't know how about you guys and the people listening now, but I think when you're in this creative mode, when you're going to create something, it's so easy to get caught up in the feeling of what's already there, because we are not used to thinking what's new, how can I use this, how can I take it to the next level doing my things. So I think one of the most important things that we had to do was just to let go, just to melt everything down. Like Elon Musk says, when he says first principles, when he says, okay, I can I can hear everybody talk about this batteries costing so much. It's got this high ticket, high prices and everything. And okay, but if we just melt everything down to the first principles and we see it from the baseline, see it from the very, very beginning, what's that like? So that's how the running mindset works. That I know that it's a lot of apps out there who provides people to unlock their potential, but I needed to create something that if I just melt everything down, like nothing ever existed, just mentally took everything down, what is it that I would actually build up again from the bottom to the top? And what I needed to have is like these ingredients. I need to run because I love to run, and I know that when I'm running, and at least in aerobic training, like I get this creative mode. My brain goes into the alpha mode, and I need to do that to get into the flow, to get into the creative modus, and also to reflect. So I wanted to have running. I wanted to have movement, like we're moving our bodies. And then I also wanted to have questions, like what's in between? What's the space between? You know, sometimes it's always things going on up in here, but when you get a question, the brain will automatically begin to reflect, what's the answer here? And and I think sometimes when we run in the hamster wheel, we need to sometimes just let go of the stress and actually reflect. And at the same time, you can't reflect all the time because then you get boring. It gets bored, right? So you need some inspirational stories. You need to have these things that, oh, that's a new thought. I didn't know that. So my intentions is that I want you to get your shoes on, get out, get moving, and reflect, hear inspiring things, get some background music to not bother you, but you can still hear your own voice talking up in here. It's okay. It won't bother you. But it will still get your body moving. And that's how I created it. I think that would be fun. So I just did it. I've never seen that before. I've never heard anyone do it like that before, but I did the first principles, like when I stalked Elon Musk, I figured out that's how he does it. So that's how I did it. I love that. I love to just create.
Yeah, I love that too. I never heard of that combination before, and that sounds like something everyone listening should go and explore and try it out for themselves. I totally agree that when we do, can even be walking, but also running specifically, it just lets go of all those. I see it as just like knots of thoughts, and they're just stuck and tied together. And it's just like, when you get, can get overwhelmed actually by your own thoughts.
Yeah.
If you're trying to figure out or create something when it gets stuck,
we can
go outside, we can let it all go. I'm curious also to hear a little more from you two about focus, because that's something else that I know that we all feel like is challenging, to keep focus, to keep focus throughout a work day or through like even one work session, or in the bigger picture, to keep focus on where we're actually going in life. For our listeners, I think it could be really beneficial to get some practical tips from you on exactly this.
Yeah, I can. For instance, when I learned about focus, I learned it like not just like in you have focus on the task and like you can get into flow and all the stuff is very cool. But when I learned about focus, like in the sense of how I live my life, then it's like, then I also got like a bigger dimension of focus, because there's this focus where you're like, you focus on the things that you do, but they're also like focus on the things you do and how does it feel, and how does it like, feel when you create? Because when you, I think the distraction is like a word. I heard a podcast with Michael Singer, and he was talking about like distraction is such a spiritual word, because we're distracted away from our truth and from alignment. And we have now more than ever, we have all these things that are like pushing us in different direction. And you should do this, you should do that, you should like, yeah, have this education, you should have this job, and you just do all these kind of things. But the focus is like taking the focus back to yourself, and also to who you want to be and how you want to show up in life. Because I think you can like, you can focus on, yeah, tasks and stuff like that, but you can also focus on like the life you want to create. If you're not focusing on the life you create, most certainly you live a lot of your life living in someone else's plans or living the way someone else is thinking it's cool. And we have this cool technique, and it's called the WIN technique. Stands for what's important now. That's like a very cool exercise, because like what's important now, it could be the task, it could also be like, yeah, maybe letting go, maybe like pushing hard, like what do I need, what's important now. And you can do it like sitting here, and maybe you're working and it's like you start to get distracted, the distraction is coming. The way that you come back to the things that you do, the way you come back to the present moment and the tasks that you do, is like you bring the focus back. It's like in meditation. A lot of people think that meditation is like when you hold your concentration for a long time, that's when you do the best meditation. But a lot of the magic in meditation is actually noticing your thoughts. And when you're distracted, like when you notice that you're distracted and you come back, that's like when you can start again, and you can start again, and you can be here. And you can be in the things that you are important to you now. So distraction is like, yeah, it's getting away from things, but it could also be getting away from like what's inside, but it could also get away from, yeah, I know I should do these things, but I don't do them. It's like, why? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it could be like, yeah, I'm not focused. I don't have like an attention for what I do or stuff like that. But it could also be like signs of maybe it's not as important, because there's some things that you do that you're just, oh, yes, I'm going to do it right away. And it's like, why do you do right away? Because it means something to you. And when you can like getting in the meaning, I think that's so powerful. I don't know if you remember when Clubhouse was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool with Clubhouse, because then you could talk to people like all over the place. And I actually talked to a person there. He was like a creative from Disney or something like that. Don't remember his name, but he was asked like, yeah, do you ever get like you're not motivated for your job and stuff like that? Because he enjoyed his job, but he was like, if I'm not motivated all the time, no, I'm not motivated all the time. But a lot of people are like thinking like, if I don't do the things that I should do, people are like, how can I do this or how should I do this? But he said like, what if you just change that question and you ask yourself, why? Mm. Why do I have to do this? Or why is this important? And then you go into the meaning. And I think that's like a cool perspective of focus. Like Michael Singer said, you're distracted away from who you are. Like maybe you're distracted away from the purpose, the meaning of what you do. And that creates like resistance or stuff like that. And when you're just like, you're focusing on the important things, you get this better flow. It's not easy all the time, but you can train it. You can use like meditation or ask yourself when, what's important now. But it could also be a very cool tool to like what you focus on. When you think about yourself, what you're focusing on. Because if you always focus on that, I have to develop, I need to grow, I need to do more, 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 then you don't focus on what you already have or what's already there. And then you can create like a story that I'm missing a lot. I'm not good at this at all. But then you're not focusing on what you actually have done and what's actually been there. It's like we also oftentimes teach the reversed goal setting, where it's like, look at a goal that you have achieved and look at all the steps you had to take in order to achieve that goal. And it's like, you know, then you can also know that you're awesome. You also done things that are pretty damn cool. And that's also a part of the focus. That is also a part of the story of who you are. And yeah, I think it the focus is very interesting, but also in relation to like purpose and meaning, and direct the focus where it helps you and not where it drags you down. Because if you're not doing the things that you want to do at work, it's like, yeah, you can pull yourself down and like, oh, why am I not doing this? And oh, I should do this and blah, blah, blah. But maybe it's also a sign that now I just have to learn something. I have to be aware of something. And when you drive your focus in those ways, maybe you can get new insight, or you can maybe give yourself something else that you need. But I think like distraction is like, yeah, you don't focus on the task, but it could also be like not doing things that are aligned or are important to you. So there's several kinds of aspects. And I also know Anya has a good perspective on it as well.
Yeah, I think you summed it up really great there. I don't know, was there something else that you would like to talk about regarding focus?
I'm just curious what it brings up for you when we say this. I know that you also are interested in how our brain works, like very specifically, which brain waves do we have different focus
in? Oh, that's amazing.
These kinds of things.
Yeah.
We can go there.
We can go there. Okay. Well,
take it away.
Yeah. I love the brain waves. To me, you know, when it comes to focus, we all have this mind. We've heard about the mind. In Norway, we call this our mental world. We have a mental world. People don't actually realize that, but when Harvard did this big study, they saw that every person, you and I and everyone we love, they are 47% of the time in their own mental world. That's wow. Yeah, that's big. So we know that we have a focus. Sometimes it's here in the moment, in our physical body, and sometimes it just moves. It moves up into the mind and our mental world, and we think about things. And I think that it's a great place to start to ask the question, have you ever noticed that sometimes you think about things? Most people will say, yeah, of course, I do realize I think about things sometimes. Yeah, well, who is that I that actually think about things? What's the I? What's the I person or thing that you create? Who is this person that actually are thinking about these things? And when I realized that, I realized that, hey, I'm the one that realized that I'm thinking about things. So that means that I'm also the one that's in the position to think about something else or to adjust those things that I'm thinking about. So I do actually have a lot more power than I realized growing up. And when we think about things, we are in different states, you know. In our society, at least, we have this big things that we have to do. We have to-do lists all the time. And we do check-ins, and we need to do strategies and everything. That's so cool to say that we have this cool strategy. We have this really big, huge document that we have. We have 300 pages of how we run this club or how we run this awesome business that we have. Okay, so how many of those pages do you actually apply in everyday life? No, we don't have time for that. No, what are you talking about? We can't do all those things. Now, why do you create it? No, we have so much, yeah, we have so many things that we think that we need to do, and then so little things that we actually apply. So I'm really into states. You know, we have to, I think, more and more think about states. And brain waves that you talked about puts us in different states. And when I say states, it's my ability to actually achieve things, to actually do those things that I want to do. So I need to get into a different state to get creative or to have some insights or to actually be so calm inside that I can take a good look at Marius and figure out what is he doing right, to actually love him and not be so stressed out that I don't even realize all of the great things that he actually does. Because he's incredible and he deserves that. But I can't see that when I am stressed out. And so that's when the brain waves come in, I think. We have five big brain waves. We have many more, but we have really we have big what's it called, science-based now behind these five big brainwaves. And if we start with beta brainwaves, that's where we're all at right now. We talk to each other, we answer questions, we're here. Sometimes we're up in the mind and sometimes we're here. And then sometimes some people give us these to-do lists and we get stressed out and we feel beta frequencies, but it's way too much. This is where we run in the hamster wheel. That's in beta. And the brainwaves, when we are in beta, they are inside our brains and running around in cycles around our brains for really, really fast speed, like 12 to 32 hertz per second. It's really, really high speed. It's a lot going on up in there. So how can you actually think straight when there's so many things going up in there? So that's why every athlete, at least, and some leaders now in business, they really look for how can I get into the beta, into the alpha state. That's a lower frequency. And that's 8 to 12 hertz. And when you do that, it's so much calmer there. You get to notice things. You get into the flow. You realize that I'm actually capable of being creative. I can solve problems. I can see clearly. That's the alpha state. It's so calmer up there. And if you are in the shower, or if you're alone with yourself, or even if you just close your eyes, you will get into that state even easier. So that's why I do my meditation work, because I know that actually connects the dots for me. I see some connections that I'm not available, that's not available for me when I'm in beta. And I know it's not correct to say that I am in beta or I am in alpha. That's not correct at all, but it's how I talk about it, because that's the majority of the brainwaves when I'm in that state. So, and then we have this even lower frequency. That's the theta state. That it's for 4 to 8 hertz. And it's amazing. That's where the really big insights shows. And you connect with something even bigger than yourself, I guess. It's calm. You are in a really, you're really in align with yourself, and you get this. You come from a place of pure intentions. You are. These are the positive effects. Of course, there are some other lists as well, but I'm not going to go there. But these are the positive effects that you can try out, and you get to theta when you are in deep meditation. Every one of us is in theta right before we fall asleep at night. So many people get insights at night right before they fall asleep, and they're like, oh my God, I need to write this down. And so they have this book behind their bed, and then they write things down. And then we have delta state. That's actually also a really fascinating state, I think, because that's where we sleep, and you can do so much in your sleep. I'm sure you have a lot in that area, and it's so cool to actually use that as a state, that you can change things in your life even in your sleep. That's so cool. But way up there, even faster. The fastest there is, I think, that we are able to see right now, at least. That's the gamma state. That's the gamma brainwave. And what we see there is that it's easy to see that state in monks. And that's the peak performance state. That's the ultimate state that we all search for. We want to have this calm, peace, love feeling inside. We need to feel this connectedness with everything around us. You know, that's the state that you set up all of these goals in our physical worlds. We think that, I need that car, I need that money in the bank account, and I need this, I need this, I need this. But the reason why we put up all of these goals, that's usually because we have this fantasy that will bring us into the feeling that actually gamma brainwaves will give us. So and of course that also affects the heart. So the reason why these are so available for monks and so easy for monks to create even more of is because they do this metta meditation, loving kindness meditation. They actually they wish other people well. They want to bring more love to the world and they want to serve. So I think when we know this about focus and brainwaves, we can actually use this to create a really big benefit in our lives. Because if you're a leader and you want to create a great culture in the workplace, okay, how about just let go on the big strategies and just create some space for people to love each other and to just see each other and talk about why I appreciate you. And really, really have that space that they're not stressed out like they're so much in beta brainwaves. And even though I'm not a scientist at all, I'm not a scientist, but I do love to measure things. and the reason why I love that is because I think in our society, we don't believe things because we haven't measured it. And that's why I love the fact that this is actually something that you can measure right now. And it's proven. So I also do believe, of course, I told you earlier, I do believe in the magic, invisible things. But some people don't. So that's why I really need to let more people know about this, because it's really a thing. It works, and you can use this to your benefit. So when I create this running mindset, I create it because I want to help people create more alpha brainwaves in their lives. So, and also sometimes gamma, of course, because I and theta, I want them to feel those insights, and I want them to experience this really big love and compassion for themselves and everyone around them. So I do believe it works. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I think this is revolutionary for many to hear. And I notice even when you're talking about it, I feel calmer. Yes. It's like you almost get this, I don't even know what to say, this knowing that, yeah, of course, that is what happens. And I'm sure many of the ones listening have noticed this maybe after doing yoga. For me, sometimes when we go surfing, that's when we get the idea, not when we sit down and we're like, come on, let's do it now.
that's when you're a kid again. And that's where the great ideas come. So I think if we just melt down everything and use the first principles, how do we want to create our society in the future and in the now, from now and further on? If we just dare to take a look at that.
Yeah, it's such an important reminder. And most of us are taught that, you know, the faster you go and the more you do, that's when you kind of get the results.
Oh,
and
so crazy.
Then science shows us, and like you're saying, unlocking our genius is actually the opposite.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I come from the sports world. I'm used to running lots and lots of intervals on the treadmill. And I know that 4x4 intervals, they are really, really good shit if you want to have great running skills, of course. But I can't keep on running those without having the space and restitution in between. So I think in our society, we just put people on the treadmill and we say, run 4x4, 4x4 every day, all day. No, continue running. And then we just stop and wonder, hey, why did I hit that wall? Why did I get so exhausted? No shit. Of course you get. That's not normal. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to, of course, sometimes you need to get shit done. Sometimes you need to be disciplined and get up on that treadmill. But you can't stand there. That you can't do that all day long, I think. That's not a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for saying this and for giving us all this extra reminder. But also feel like we all just got a great permission right now to really explore those other states. And I love what you said about the workplace. If a CEO of a big company could create a space for the people to be seen, to feel loved, to feel appreciated,
that's going to transform businesses around the world. And yeah. imagine the implications when people come home from work happy instead of stressed. Yeah. Loving conversation with those they live with, their children. They teach their children this. The children grow up learning that this is the way we're going to live. I mean, this is the things that change the world. Mm-hmm. One yeah. person meditating or loving themselves at the time.
Yeah.
I'm just very grateful that you shared that. And I want to ask you if you have something more on your hearts before we start closing this conversation, if there's something you feel like is really important for our listeners that we didn't mention or
actually hang on one second.
Yeah, good.
There are some amazing people out there who have created this amazing book. You honestly, no, truly, you need to check this out. March, is that also available in English?
Well, we have a translation in process, but it's Ooh. Been very, very slow. Yeah.
You have no idea how important this book is to the whole Aww. Society. I mean, this is, yeah, I do love it, and I do appreciate getting the chance to read it, and this is not a commercial. I just had to do that because when you said, do you have anything else on your heart? I need to let people know that this actually exists. Of course they do when they listen to your podcast, but it's so amazing what you do and how you always help us notice what's actually important and ground mm-hmm. us. And yeah, I think you make a really big difference for the whole world, actually, because like you said, it's one person at a time, but that one person can, again, then inspire another person and then another person. And then, as they say, you can light a candle and then it can light thousands and thousands of other candles. So, so that's maybe all you have to do.
Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I really feel like you recognize when someone is really, they mean the things they mean, and they really live the way they also want other people to feel and to be. And I think that's so beautiful about you too as well. It's like you really want people to be good to each other, and you want to create this change in the world, but you're also like, you're showing up and you're taking action, and you're in the arena, and you're willing to fight, and you're willing to be criticized, and you're willing to really just stand for what you believe in. And I think that that's so beautiful. And I think that's one of the things that I'm so inspired by you guys, that you're like, you're creating like a new standard. You were like one of the first like green bloggers in Norway, and you were like, nobody was there in the space, and you were like going for it, and it was so close to your heart, and you really went for it. And I'm just like getting like emotional to think about it, because it's so pure and it's so beautiful, and it's just the greatest of intention. And it's just, I think that's also something that's very infectious. And I think we need more people like you that are really like true to your hearts and true to what's right for you and what's in your like essence and your truth. Because I think if there's one thing that I like learned over the past couple of years and this journey into personal growth and everything, is like it's already inside, and you just have to wake up, and you just have to start to see, and you have to start to see the possibilities that you can create, and you have to start to see, like you said, Susanna, like loving themselves. Like I was like, when I heard that the first time, I was like, yeah, right. So that's like, oh yeah, give me some cool stuff. But like when you really start to love yourself, and you really start to be cool, and really like connect with, like some questions that I like to ask people a lot of times is like, when they judge themselves and they don't create, and they're like stuck in this fear, then it's like, yeah, what do you focus on? And then I'm focused on the consequences. I'm focused on what could go wrong and all the things like that. And it's like, yeah, and how is that helping you? Mm. And it's like, no, it doesn't help. No, but you focus on the things, and what you focus on, you see more clearly. And like, yeah, but what could you focus on? If you wanted to create, if you wanted to connect with your heart, if you wanted to love and really be the best version of yourself? What's the focus that's going to help you with those things? And really, I think, like, you ask us about focus, but I also think you are training people's focus every day to look inside and to really connect with what's real, and having these pure intentions. It's like so beautiful. And I just hope that everybody that listens to this podcast just open up their eyes and see what's good inside of them, because that's when we become strong. That's when we want to get out in the arena and do shit, because it feels so good to connect with what's real. And I'm just really grateful for, yeah, you too. I'm grateful for you, Anya. And I'm grateful that I also have discovered the power of this focus and really like connecting with what's real and what feels right. And then when you connect with that, people can say what they want to say, and people can, like, yeah, give you like tips and tricks and all these kind of things. But in the end, you're going to be there and you're going to lay your hand or lay your head down on your pillow, and you're going to feel, was this right? Is this my truth? Is this what I really want? And the day you become really honest with yourself and you connect with that truth and you create more from that truth, I think life is just like unlimited potential. And yeah, that's what I wanted to say, because I just want people to see.
Wow, it's making me speechless.
Yeah,
really.
I had tears and goosebumps over here.
Wow. Oh, no, I think that's just such, I mean, thank you. First of all, thank you so much. Yeah, it is a continuous work, as both of you know, and coming back to our truth and what's important and stripping away the bullshit and everything else. It's super rewarding. It's challenging, but it's super rewarding. And like we all want, that is how we can create a better world, by us taking more charge of our lives and realizing that, hey, I'm actually a really good person, and yeah, I can love myself, and I actually have a potential to do many things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, thank you for saying all of these beautiful things. And for people that now, I'm sure, are super curious about the app, where can they find it and how can they start to work with it?
Yeah, you can go to heartmentality.com and you can try it for free for 7 days. And yeah, you can just ask yourself, what do I need? What's important for me right now? And you can like have that as the intention when you go inside. And then you would have programs, meditation, running mindset. And yeah, just like be curious, try a couple of things, have a curious mind, and just start from there. And I think that's like a cool way to start. So, yeah.
It's also available in the App Store, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can just go to the App Store and search. Yeah.
And we will link it in the podcast notes. And I'm definitely going to try the running. I'm so excited. I used to be such a runner. So now maybe this is my my sign to get back at it.
Yeah, now you said it.
Live. Yeah. And we will also link to both of your Instagram profiles in the show notes and your podcast, Anya, so that those listening now, they want more. I'm quite certain that they want more, so they can find everything in the show notes below.
Mm.
And a huge gratitude, appreciation, and lots of love to the both of you for being who you are, for being so honest, open, vulnerable. Oh, it just filled up my soul and my heart for this day and for plenty of time ahead. Such valuable advice for us too as well. Mm. And I think, yeah, we're going to apply all of this in our business too. I think we need to insert more love towards each other, being sisters, yeah, business partners. Very necessary to have a lot of compassion and a lot of space, but also a lot of unconditional love.
Mm.
So, yeah. thank you for this beautiful conversation.
Well, thank you. It's amazing being here, and I do appreciate it. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.